Rave Radio. And this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is brought to you by both Atlas Sound and Ingram Micro. You can check out Atlas Sound at atlassound.com. Of course, they're the audio company that builds everything for AV installs. And Ingram Micro, of course, is a big distributor of AV gear. Check them out at ingrammicro.com. This week's been all about Infocom, and the last couple weeks' podcast, we've been talking about everything that has to do with Infocom. But believe it or not, there's one manufacturer who's stealing a little bit of Infocom thunder, and that's Extron. Although Extron is not exhibiting Infocom, they've launched two big products this week, a follow-up to their IN1608, which has a control processor built into it. And then now today, they announced that they're shipping their CrossPoint 84, which is their version of the digital media, the ultimate digital media switcher. So now they're completely, fully into the digital media market right before Infocom. Some would say, and many would argue, that they're late to the market in the sense that, of course, Crestron's had digital media for a few years now, shipping it completely for at least a year and a half. AMX launched theirs 2 years ago, and they've been shipping for at least a year, maybe a little longer than a year. So Extron is definitely late to the market, but they're not too late. That market is huge. The potential for that market is huge. And as everything moves from analog to digital, and more products are going across Cat X cable, the impact of Extron getting in this market will be felt, because now Extron has complete control system to compete head-on with AMX and Crestron, but also Extron now has the complete analog and digital switching with audio DSP and everything like that built into it. That everybody's been waiting for. So don't count them out. I suspect that even though they're not at Infocom next week, they're going to get a lot of press from the CrossPoint 84 shipping. They're going to get a lot of press from the IN1608 follow-up product, which now has an integrated control processor in it. And you're going to see more and more AV integrators starting to test out Extron in the digital media waters. And then with Extron's sort of record and history of success of product adoption, they may not always be the first to the market, but they usually have a product that is very reliable and have a product that everybody ultimately is interested in. So it'll be interesting to see people splice themselves into which camp they decide to go into. Will Extron gain new market share? Will Extron gain market share from and at the expense of companies like Crestron and AMX? Will they see the majority of their sales come from people who've been waiting for them to get in the digital media market? Will they see most of their success from new people getting in the digital media market? It remains to be seen, but you can't ignore these new product releases this week from Extron. You can check them all out at ravepubs.com.